with the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. Whether it be China or Bangladesh, even if it's Hindustan, my life can be sacrificed for my Murshid's sake. I will reach out to people all over the world to spread the sunnah, whether it be China or Bangladesh, even if...
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillah Azzal, I'm excited, I'm happy to be welcoming you back to another episode in which we visit a blessed shrine of one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azzal, we began with the shrines of northern Pakistan, from Nailian Sharif to Kali Sharif. We then went to Islamabad to Imam Bari rahmallahu ta'ala, as well as many other saints. And now alhamdulillah azzajal, we have come to what's known as Kot Mitten, and this also falls within the province, you can say, of Punjab itself. Now subhanallah, here we have come to another saint, to another sha'ir this time. Yes, he was famously known as a poet, and his poetry is not in the English language, neither is there, maybe there is some in the Farsi language, but it's mostly in the language of Saraiki, which is spoken in this place, alhamdulillah azzal. But yet, his poetry is famous worldwide. It's mentioned that his name was Khurshid Alam, rahmallahu ta'ala, famously known as Baba Farid, rahmallahu ta'ala. In terms of his nasab, his lineage goes back to that of the second Khalifa of Islam, the great lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, a person who spread Islam all over the world, a person who reigned over half of the world, none other than Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, his lineage goes back to that second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now it's said that when Hazrat Baba Farid rahmallahu ta'ala, when he was very very young, in fact sadly it's said that he was made an orphan at the age of 4, his mother passed away at the age of 8, his father has passed away too, he himself was born in the year 1261. His poetry is famous even up until this very day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake. So when they were very young, their father had passed away, their mother had passed away, and then their brother, they were under the tutelage of their brother, and they went out to seek knowledge. Subhanallah, and this is a quality of all the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going out and seeking knowledge, because without knowledge a person cannot become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, there's different methods. One, knowledge is that which is attained slowly and gradually. Other knowledge is that which is given. But every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a alimideen. None of them can ever be ignorant. Remember this. So seeking knowledge is of utmost importance. And it said from a very, very young age, they studied the Arabic language, for example, under people like Hazrat Mir Muhammad Bakhsh, rahmallahu ta'ala. They studied Farsi under various teachers too. And subhanallah, they later became, after the passing away of the elder brother, they became the what's known as the Gadinashin. They became the successor in the spiritual order. They were from the Chishti order, and it said that Subhanallah, every single day they would be distributing food, and they would distribute so much food that it would reach Sham, greater Syria. Subhanallah. And then they said they always had 100 to 500 or so people around them, sitting with them all the time. And subhanAllah, they would be providing for such people too. And if it was, this is Hazrat Baba Farid, rahmallahu ta'ala. Let's continue and hear more about them, inshallah. Sallu alil Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. The blessed shrine, to visit the saint is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saint is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Welcome towards the Blessed Shrine itself. And if you can see up there, there's something which really did strike me. Because subhanAllah, we've been to many of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Blessed Shrines, and many of them no doubt have many different titles. But this is the first time I've seen this title. Maybe it's just me not taking note. Allahu alam, I'm not too sure. But if you can see there in the corner where it mentions and it states a few names. Why? Because inside this place is buried not only Hazrat Baba Farid, rahmatullahi ta'ala, but as well as them, there's their elder brothers, there's their child, there's their grandfather, many who themselves were awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which title is it I'm referring to, by the way? It says there, it says Sultanul Ashiqeen. And this is what really did strike me. Mashallah, we hear many other titles, Sultanul Arifeen, etc. But Sultan al-Ashiqeen, the Sultan refers to the king, the leader. And the Ashiqeen, the Ashiqoon are those who are lovers. Whenever it's mentioned generally, without any restrictions, who is it referring to? Lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yes, he is the Sultan. He is the king of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you can become true believers until I am more beloved to him than what his parents, his children, and the entire mankind. Subhanallah. We claim to be lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, but then we have such people who are known as not only عاشق الرسول, as we try to claim ourselves as, alhamdulillah, that we are lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this person is not only an ashiq, he is the sultan of the ashiqun. Yes, he is the leader, he is the king of even the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And how is this determined? The scholars, looking at their poetry, this is the conclusion they come to, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we shall go inside, seek blessings, inshallah, do dua, and then we shall hear a little more about them.
The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints, to visit the saints.
I have along with me, mashallah, Alama Sayyid Kaleemullah Shah Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. They are the khatib as well as the imam of this masjid too over here, in the presence of Hazrat Ghulam Farid Sahib, rahmatullahu ta'ala. And mashallah, they've joined us, they've given us some time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them forever happy. Now, inshallah, they're going to be sharing with us some ash'ar, some stanzas of poetry, some couplets of poetry. Inshallah, let's listen to that from there, from themselves.
Huzur Khaja Ghulam Farid, rahmatullah alayka, jo saraiki zuban mein kalam, wo ash'ar mein aapke samne padhna chahta hoon. Aap saraiki zuban mein bayan farma rahe hain. Fash Farid, awaaz sunatu. عالم جاہل شاہ گدا کو جے کوئی چاہے فقر فنا کو اپنے آپ کو بولے. اس کا ترجمہ یوں بنتا ہے جو میرے سمجھ میں ہے, فاش فرید یہ بات سنا تو, یعنی آئے فرید یہ بات سب کو بتا دو.
جی,
عالم ہو یا جاہل ہو, بادشاہ ہو یا فقیر ہو, یہ سب کو بتا دو. جے کوئی چاہے فقر فنا کو, جو فقیری بزرگی چاہتا ہے
جی,
تو اپنے اندر ہی تلاش کرے. من عرف نفسہ فقد عرف ربہ, جس نے اپنے نفس کو پہچان لیا اس نے رب کو پہچان لیا.
ماشاءاللہ. There's some verse of poetry which they recited where Hazrat Ghulam Farid رحمہ اللہ تعالی, he addresses himself and he says that, oh Farid, tell people about this. Fash Farid wal sanatu,
alim
jahil
shah
gadaku
ye koi
chahe
fakr
fanaku
apne aap ko
bole. Subhanallah, he says that tell everybody about this, O Farid, that if anybody wishes or desires to attain poverty, true poverty, meaning what does it mean by poverty, true sincerity, then he should look towards his inner self. He should learn to know himself. مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. So that individual who has investigated and learned and about his very self, then he also has learned about his Lord. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
The blessed shrines to visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah shrine.
Alhamdulillah, we came and presented ourselves before the blessed shrine of Hazrat Ghulam Farid rahmallahu ta'ala. We did say Baba Farid, yes, they're known as that too, but more famously known as Ghulami Farid rahmallahu ta'ala. Sultanul Aishiqeen, the Sultan, the leader of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I would like to leave you with a saying of theirs, and this saying is mashallah of with deep meaning. This is a saying with deep meaning. It's a beautiful saying of theirs. They state, and yes, part of it is obvious, they say that it's absolutely necessary upon every single one of us to act upon the Quran and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then this part is really, really beautiful. They state, and with a true heart, with sincerity, we must all possess love for every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yes, remember, it is of utmost importance for us to love every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And those people who are considered amongst the true awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the teachings of the Quran. These are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It is getting dark now. That's all for today. Inshallah, we shall now be moving further towards sin side and visiting many of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining and seeking blessings from them too. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. blessed shrines, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those.